Well, turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Joshua chapter 23 in the Old Testament. Joshua chapter 23. And we're going to be in Joshua 23 and 24 today. And that's the only place we'll be as far as reading Scripture. We may reference some here and there, but we'll just be reading out of Joshua 23 and 24. And as you turn there, let's proclaim it today, the last Sunday of the year. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will... Thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, no matter what you bring to me today, to us today, I will rejoice and I will be glad in this day that you've brought me. Well, Joshua, not our Joshua up on the computers, but Joshua here in the Old Testament, he's kind of giving his farewell address, and he's getting up there in age, and he's gathered all the important people to him, and he wants to talk to them, and he spends time, and he's got them together, and he's telling them what God has done for them, what God has given them. And then Joshua reminds them of God's anger and what will happen if they turn or rebel against him. Now, in Joshua chapter 23, verse 6, it says, "Therefore, be very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, and lest you go among these nations, these who remain among you." And he's given them a warning. Excuse me. He's given them a warning. It says, follow these things and don't veer from them. Don't go to the right or to the left. Stay with them. And then in verse 8, he says, but you should hold fast to the Lord your God as you have done to this day. So he's given them confirmation. You've done it so far, but stay with it. Then verse 10 through 13 in chapter 23, he says, one man of you shall chase 1,000 for the Lord your God. I'm sorry, I better start that over. One man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God is he who fights for you. As what? As he promised. Therefore, take careful heed to yourselves that you love the Lord your God, or else. That's warning words. Do this or else. Your parents probably said that. Clean your bedroom or else. Do your homework or else. A lot of confirmation nods there. Yes, okay. Or else, if indeed you do go back and cling to the remnant of these nations, these that remain among you and make marriages with them and go into them and they to you, know for certain. Uh-oh. He's got a definitive word there. Know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations from before you. But they shall be snares and traps to you and scourges on your sides and thorns in your eyes until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Man, he's given them a lot of information there. Let me gather all the leaders. This is what God has given you. Continue to do as you're doing and don't turn away from that. Or else... this will happen. And then finishing up in verse 15 and 16 of chapter 23, it says, therefore it shall come to pass that as all the good things have come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you. So he's telling them he's promised you good things. They've come upon you. So the Lord will bring upon you all the harmful things until he has destroyed you from this good land, which the Lord your God has given you. When you have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed down to them, then the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and you shall perish quickly from the land which he has given you. Whew! Man, assembly that I have gathered, says Joshua, all the elders, all the important people, as I'm getting ready to move on or to pass on, I'm up in age, let me just give you my farewell information, he says. God's promised these things, but just as he's promised and done, he also promises, if you transgress against me, that I will punish you. And he warns them that that promise will hold fast as well. Well, in Joshua chapter 24, he continues on, and the Lord has given him things to say. And he says, this says the Lord. And he goes through this long list of things. And in verse 13, the last thing that he says from the Lord is, I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat of the vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. You know, Kisha said, in the midst of what we're going through, look for God and look for good. Because in the midst of that, we may have land that we did not work for. We may be living in houses that we did not build. We may be eating of vineyards that we did not plant. But for some reason, we don't see that as a blessing from God. And we miss that. Now, verse 14 begins Joshua's words. And now he wants to address the people with his words. And he says, now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, he says. So he acknowledges there's a past generation that had other gods with a small g. Verse 15, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He says, whatever you think, if it's evil to you to serve my God, then serve the little gods that your fathers did. Serve these other gods of the Amorites. Just choose. And then he tells them, and he makes it clear what his proclamation is. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. A lot of plaques have been made with that on it. And they hang in many homes. I thought, man, oh man. He challenged the leaders here. And he challenged them to make a choice and boldly stated what his choice was. But then it goes on. In verse 16 it says, so the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is he who has brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites who dwelt in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. But then Joshua, who asked them to make a decision, he said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done you good. Joshua is telling the people, don't give me lip service. Oh yeah, we'll serve the Lord just right alongside you, Joshua. Lip service. He says, no, you can't say that. For this God will do these things. Verse 21, and the people said to Joshua, no, but we will serve the Lord. So Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord for yourselves to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore, he said, put away the foreign gods which are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey. Joshua, we're definitely in there with you. No, we're going to serve the Lord. And then he tells them, okay, fine. You are witnesses. They all said, yes, we're witnesses. We said this, we will do this. And he says, now then, put away the foreign gods which are among you. He called them out on it. Said, hey guys, you say you're going to do this, but there's other gods mixed in between y'all. So I don't know who's dragging the little God out there. But he says, it's time to put it away. Put away the foreign gods which are among you and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. Church, we're still playing church. We got little gods all about us. I'll stand up there. Yeah, Jesus, I'll go do it. Yeah, I believe. Jesus doesn't want a house full of believers only. He wants a house full of people that are committed to Him, that obey Him, that hear His voice and will obey. And that's what the people said, the Lord our God, we will serve and His voice we will obey. You know, as we read on into some other books shortly behind this one, it wasn't long after that that guess what? They turned away from God. Oh, my Lord, the Bible is full of stories like that. The book of Nehemiah. We will rebuild the wall. Yes, woohoo, built the wall up. We've got all the family lines lined up and all that stuff. And then a generation later, it's gone. A generation later, it was gone. And in some, in their generation, in that same time. But Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And we'll serve that same God with you. Then put away your foreign gods, he said, which are among you. He didn't say, if there's any gods amongst you, I'll get rid of them. He just said, there are foreign gods amongst you. Put them away. Now, verse 25, it says, so Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Then Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God. And he took a large stone and he set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness to us, for it is heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us. It shall therefore be a witness to you, lest you deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, each to his own inheritance. And he reminded them of what their inheritance was, and he told them beforehand, this is your land, and this is your land, and God gave you this, and God expanded it to here. Oh, by the way, battles have been defeated that you didn't fight in. He said, I've already fought that battle, so you didn't even know it. But I kept that battle from you, and I defeated it before it made its way to you. Adam, it doesn't feel like it. Adam, I feel like I'm facing battles every time I turn around. He has protected you from other battles that you don't even know about. He made a covenant with the people. And he just called them out on it. He said, guys, I'm getting ready to step down from my leadership role. I'm talking about Joshua. I don't want anyone to not pay attention for 2 seconds. Adam, stepping down. No, Joshua said, I'm getting ready to be done with this. And then at the end of Joshua chapter 24, it does talk about him dying at the ripe age of 110 years old. But he called the people. You guys know some of God's word. Some of you know a lot of God's word. And there are promises in here. And there are things that God calls us to do and be. We're to be people with hope. We're to be people of peace. Not creating havoc where we go, but bringing peace in the midst of a situation. We're to be people full of joy. Full of joy. Our joy and our peace can be hope to other people. That is the light that we carry. And then love. That's the greatest light we can have inside us, is the love of Christ. So that we can reflect that. And we can share that with other people. Boy, that's a great battle of 2025, sharing love with unlovable people. But God calls us to do it. You know, you have a choice each and every day. I mean, it's just like we say at the start of the message today. This is the day which the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And that's a choice. Lord, this is the day which you have made. I might rejoice and be glad in it once I see what the day brings. We can't do that. This is the day which the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. No matter what he brings to me. You have a choice today on whom you will serve. And if you also respond, no, but we will serve the Lord. It is a choice. It is a declaration of faith. It is taking responsibility for your home and your family. It is not a temporary thing. It is an ongoing commitment to choose to follow God daily. It is a choice. As none go with me, I still will follow. God, I'm alone in this. I don't want to be alone in this. Though none go with me, I still will follow. I ask today, what will you choose? Who will make that declaration of faith to serve the Lord? I will. Who will take the responsibility over their home and their family to serve the Lord? I will. Who will take the ongoing commitment to choose to follow God daily? I will. Who will make the choice, as none go with me, to still follow? I will. I'm asking today, will you make that choice as well? Will you? I hear nothing. Who can say, I will? I will. Whoever said, I will, stand up. Who will make that choice today? It's a commitment, church. It's a commitment to not be the same as we step over into 2026. It's a commitment to say, I will serve the Lord in this church, in my place of employment, in my home, in my school, in my marriage, in my family, on the highway. I will serve the Lord, and I will testify to His goodness to people that ask me. I might even do it to people that don't ask me. But I will testify to the Lord's goodness in 2026. I will respond to Him. I will listen and obey His voice. And I will serve Him. I will ask the church what is needed to serve the church body. And I will serve there. I will ask other people, strangers, how can I help you? And I will serve the Lord there with strangers. And I will ask in places of business, how can I help you? And I will listen and I will serve there. Church, let me hear you. Who will make that declaration of faith? I will. Who will take responsibility over their home and their family? I will. Who will make an ongoing commitment to choose to follow God daily? I will. Who will make the choice? As none go with me, I still will follow. I will. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much today. Lord, I thank You for these servants that stand here today. God, I pray that You strengthen their heart and their mind and their resolve to be a servant of the Lord. God, I thank You for the message of Joshua. God, I thank You for this church body. God, I ask today, as we come together as servants of the Lord, how we can help one another. God, I ask today how we can pray for one another as the things that we have faced in 2025, and how we can strengthen each other. God, today, let our hearts burn with Your word. Let our hearts burn with excitement. God, today, let us have a renewed spirit and renewed strength and the fire in our hearts. As You draw us closer to You and Your likeness, for You Yourself said, I did not come to be served, but to serve. God, today I thank You for the response of the congregation. Again, I pray that You strengthen our hearts and keep us strong as we come against the enemy, as we come against news that we don't want to hear, that we didn't expect. God, as we face the things that You know about already, that You would give us strength. God, we pray today that You strengthen this church body. You lift us up. You rise us to be a body of believers, but to be a body of doers and not just hearers. God, today, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.